then blood is coming. Yeah. Color was as before there is coming. Seeing this one, old man become curious. Oh, you are reacting or you are cutting him? Then they become overload. 2 days our reacting is successful. They bring the soup on the head. The old man was Maharaj Ami, nobody else. Maharaj told this story as before so many times to us. I know and somebody knows. Then Maharaj uncle, he could not bear, he thought that actually they are cutting. So there are about 10,000 people is there, taking his shoes, he beat them. So then, so his uncle, he must move that he is cutting them. As a same process, that Krishna have to immerse himself, Radhika's mood. Other than, he could not enjoy his mood. Then Maharaj replied, putting one prayer, Antaranga loya kare rasa sadhan. Simon Mahaprabhu used to take rest, used to take taste of rasa with his internal associates. For external associates being kirtan, with internal associates we take test cross. But antaranga, then Maharaj explained antaranga means antaranga, inner part. Antaranga means inner part. And antaranga means Sarvadamodara Prabhu is antaranga of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So antaranga means inner part. Second meaning is to whom it could not hide anything. If there is anything, if anyone could not hide to another, he is his antaranga. So Musiman Mahaprabhu never hide himself in front of Sarvadamodara. So Sarvadamodara is his antaranga. And another meaning, anta means mind. Ranga means there is joking behavior. So if anyone joking with somebody, with some another person, my mind is not externally, internally, he is called also antaranga. Sarvadamodara Ayananda, they are antaranga Sriman Mahaprabhu. You are explaining all these things yesterday. I hope that Uma ji explained all these things last night to yourself.
Somebody, X, Y, Z, or ABC, what may be?
That, Shriman Mahaprabhu doing kirtan with externally and take taste with internally associates. So there is so many glorification in Shastras about Sri Harinam. So why they are telling, Krishna Sahib is telling that Mahaprabhu doing kirtan with externally, so no need of Harinam for internally. This is not a fact. When Mahaprabhu generally do kirtan taking only external person, but when Mahaprabhu on take rest, then Mahaprabhu leaving Harinam take rest is not a fact. When take rest or with Harinam, not other than Harinam. Harinam means only Hare Krishna Harinam, and Krishna is so many kirtans for the Harinam, it is not a fact. Harinam means name of Hari, it is called Harinam. Krishna, Govinda, Madan Mohan, Samsundar, Govinda, Gopinath, so many everything is Harinam. And Mahamantra is also Harinam, and Mahamantra is so many mood. According to qualification, by grace of Guru and Vaishnavas, we can taste it. I know that in this world, everybody want their eyes and know everything from Guru and Vaishnava, and they want to know, they want not ready to say anybody. I know somebody out of in this world who and want to explain the meaning of Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But that devotee not explain us yet, I know. Then you can search it, then you can discover it. I know. No, not for myself. Mara explain. Yet that devotee not explain anything to us. So, is Mara explain everything? So it is not proper system. By process master Maharaj, I know that Maharaj explained somebody. I don't want to discover the name. Then you can discover, you can talk with each other. If Maharaj tell anything to anybody, by process of Maharaj Masi, I can know. But which I have asked to Maharaj, if you have to Maharaj, we try to explain everybody. If anything is good thing, then I want to distribute everybody. But as soon as persons are there, if we hear anything from Maharaj, they don't want to express it. They want to hide himself inside. But if Srimad Bhagavad Gita will come, that if anybody heard anything from Gurudev or not explaining to another, then you will get my job. Go for the slow. So I shall explain this. So please get my job, then you can discover. I don't want to express the devotee's name. Iti sam prasna sam kristo vipranamra maharsani प्रतिपूज्यवतस्ते साम प्रवक्तुं वचक्रमे इति संप्रश्न संपिष्टो विद्यानामो महर्षि प्रतिपूज्यवतस्ते साम प्रवक्तुं वचक्रमे ये दूसरे अध्याय के पहला दूसरे प्रथम शब्द के दूसरे अध्याय का पहला श्लोक विप्रणाम सोनोगादि ब्राह्मणों का इति रोमसतम First canto, second chapter, stroke number 1. Iti sam prasna sam nishto, nishanamara paharasani, pratikujya patraste sam pravaktum pachatrami. Vipranam. Vipranam means, there are so many sages, sonogadi, etc. They are called Vipranam. Roma harsani. Roma harsani means son of Roma harsa. Just like son of Dasarath Maharaj called Dasarathi. The same way, according to grammar, सन अफ रोमहर्ष स्कल रोमहर्षनी रोमहर्षनी बिकेम सो मच प्लीज Christo became so much pleased. Why? It is some question. They ask some question. We have discovered before their sonogadi disease. They ask six questions. Hearing this question, Sukha Goswami became a bhagya. Romaharsani, why is he a Romaharsani? Why you tell Sukha Goswami? Because his father was Romaharsan. He used to explain Harikatha to all the sages, in front of the sages. One day Balabhadra Prabhu came, reached there, traveling so many tirthas. When Balabhadra Prabhu reached, all audience stand up and respect him. But Romaharsan, Romaharsan means explaining the Harikatha, who's here stand up. It is called Romaharsan. But yet, when Balabhadra Prabhu reached there, you know, give a respect to him. So Balabhadra Prabhu think, oh, I am Jagat Guru and I am God also. But he has not given me any respect. He is not qualified to explain Harikatha. And he is not qualified to live in this world anymore. So Balabhadra Prabhu buys him, take one spoon, his graph. When he touched his neck, separated from his body. Then all audience became upset. Then Balabhadra Prabhu asked them, what do you want? I shall make him live again. They said, no Prabhu, we want not so. What you have done, you are God in good for us. But one prayer to your lotus feet, from whom we shall hear Harikatha again in future. Then Balabhadra Prabhu replied, yes, I shall manage for this. The Romaharsan Sutta was one son, Ugrasravasu, about 5 years age. Then Balabhadra Prabhu keep his hand on his head and make him sit in the breast of the. Then he asked, why are you explaining this Purana? His name is Ugrasrava. Why? Ugrasrava means, if you hear one time, you never forget. So Ugrasrava. So Romaharsan means Ugrasravasu. So they have said, want to make us remember the pastimes of Balabhadra Prabhu. That how he killed Romaharsan. So he put Romaharsani. Prativijja. Prativijja means Sukha Goswami, Romaharsan. Romaharsan and Sukha Goswami praise their whole question, that is very good question. And Prabhakti Vajakrami hearing this and praising their question, so Sukha Goswami want to describe something. Before describing, Sukha Goswami want to praise Gurudev. If you want to do anything, that's they want to teach us who Sukha Goswami. Sukha Goswami glorifies Gurudev as at first. So, Vyasadeva Sukha Goswami want to teach us, if we do anything, we have to praise Gurudev at first, otherwise we never be successful. So, according to the footprints of Sukha Goswami, we have to glorify our Gurudev anytime when we start a new thing. So, Sukha Goswami glorifies Gurudev. So we shall discuss at first Hindi. From Prajanta Manupeta Mapeta Vishnam, Doipayanu Virahaka Tadaya Yuhamo, Putreni Tanmaya Taya Tarago Vinir, Tansarva Bhutta Hridayam Munimana Dasmi. Yeah, Anupetam. Anupetam means Udavadi Sanskar. That means if any baby take bath from mother room, then if the cat is Nagar, they have to separate from his mother, Kati Nagar. It is called Sanskar, Jat Sanskar. Sukha Goswami, no Jat Sanskar at all. And no sacred Sanskar. So Vyasadeva Goswami became sorrow. And without Sanskar, he takes on that. Prabhajanta means giving everything. was going and Kasdev running after him. Why? Viraha Katara. He became very sorry for the separation of his son. So he calling his son, "Oh Putra, oh son, why? For separation? Material separation? No." So hearing this doubt, "Oh Putra, oh son," all trees are replying, "Oh Putra, oh Putra," that means, who is son, who is father? Only Moha is cause here. Moha, what is the term of Moha? Bewailed, this is Moha. So where is cause only? So Sudeva Goswami, now he entered everybody's heart. So this kind of Sudeva Goswami says, "I prostrate lotus prostrate, to his lotus feet." Sudeva Goswami praising his Gurudev by this stroke. So we have to praise our, glorify our Gurudev when doing anything new. Otherwise, if we are not doing anything, we have to glorify Gurudev and Guru Parampara every day morning. So why Dvaipayana? Dvaipayana means Vyasadev. What is the explanation? Deep ayana jasasa. Deep means island. Island is somebody's shelter, we call Dvaipayana. That means Vyasadev took birth in some island. Where? In Yamuna. There is one island. So Vyasadev took birth from Vasavi Sea. This island. So is called Dvaipayana. Dipe Janma Jyotasa. Who take birth some island is called Dvaipayana. And who shelter this island is called Dvaipayana. Two meanings. And Sudeva Goswami is Dvaipayani. That means son of Dvaipayana is called Dvaipayani. So Prangavind Prabhu asked one question, that in this material world, if anybody's son, little son expired or go somewhere, their parents lamenting will be too much. So Vyasadev Goswami also lamenting for his son separation. So it is same, no, never, not same. Because Vyaso Narayana is same. Vyasadev is Narayan. He is Sattarasa avatar of Narayan and Narayan himself. So there is no chance that Vyasadev will be unhappy for material desire, fulfilling material desire. So if unhappy, it is not a fact. So why he became so upset for his son? Because Vyasadev knows whole Bhagavad. There's so many sweet things in Bhagavad. So Vyasadev is too much sorry. He's full of sorrow. That being his son, yet he is cheated by Maya or anything, that he could not know Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is most unfortunate. If he will be here Bhagavatam, he will be most fortunate. If anyone will not hear Bhagavatam, he will be most fortunate. So Vyasadev, feeling is unfortunate, so he became upset. So he is calling Thaputra, Thaputra, not by Vyasadev. So he wants to look for his son and give us. And if you hear Bhagavad, it is for him. So he living. Vyasadev Goswami, Vyasadev Ji and Bhitika, living everything is going away. So Vyasadev is lamenting here. Now Tattva of Prabhupada. And here Bhagavad Vishwanath Thakur is telling that he has some affection for his son. This is not material affection. Thank you. अपने को भक्ता समझते हैं तो भक्त कितना तो सोचते हैं तो बाद में तो ये मिस्टर सरपंची कि anyone you want to enjoy something in this world, then he will be household devotee. If he has some respect for Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava, then he will be household devotee. He is called Grihastha, otherwise called Grihamedhi. Only eat, drink and be merry, always engage this, all these things is called Grihamedhi. Or being Grihastha, who want to serve Hari Guru and Vaishnava, they are called Grihastha. What will be the pravajya of the sannyas? If anybody thought that his residence is not appropriate for sadhana bhajan, leaving all these things, if anybody wants to go any ashram, it is called sannyas. Kshatriya Vaishya Antaj, they are not qualified to take sannyas. When anyone takes sannyas, then his all material desire become less. If being sannyas, taking sannyas, if anybody wants to take some material desire, then it is not proper system. According to sannyas, somebody is taking dhyana sannyas, somebody is taking one dhyana sannyas. But according to Shastra, in Kali Yuga, one dhyana sannyas is not appropriate. Only two dhyana sannyas is appropriate. Dhyana means he wants to serve Supreme God by bodily, mindly, and by word. It is called sannyas. Srimad Bhagavatam, there is explanation about sannyas, dhisannyas and narottam sannyas. When this chapter will come, we shall discuss about dhisannyas and narottam sannyas. Because Srila Prabhupada explains things only touching the two words, narottam sannyas and dhisannyas. So when it comes in our class, then we shall discuss narottam sannyas and dhisannyas. In Srimad Bhagavat, they explain about sannyas kutichak, bahudak, hamsa, paramhamsa. Kutichak means who make any heart. Heart means taking dry leaves, dry grass, they make one bhajan kuti. It is called heart, H-U-T. Who making heart and do bhajan particular place is called kutichak. Bahudak means, bahu means so many places, udak means water. Who drinks so many places of water? Then he always is traveling, traveling, traveling. Without traveling, none can drink water everywhere. So he is traveling everywhere. Bahu means so many, udak means water. He who drinks so many places of water is called bahudak. Hamsa means he can purify water and milk separately. If there is someone, if he gives milk, some water, the swan take only milk, water will be leaves. And Paramahamsa, who is out of this stage, is called Paramahamsa. Supreme Vasal is Paramahamsa. Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavat is two kinds. One is Devotee Bhagavat, another is Granta Bhagavat, Book Bhagavat. But with Devotee Bhagavat, they are Paramahamsa, not Paramahamsa, Amar Paramahamsa, they are pure Paramahamsa. With Uttam Bhagavat. After that, what is Anupeta means? Sanskar being there is no Sanskar at all. Some things Prabhupada is telling. This count is so long, we shall discuss rest in tomorrow.
Yesterday class of Shila Maharaj. Sri Krishna Chandra and Srimati Radha Thakurani. Sometimes they are two, sometimes they are one. Why? Krishna wants to do rasvilas, he wants to enjoy ras. When in one form, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When in two forms, Radha and Krishna. But both forms are eternal. Radha and Krishna is eternal, and same time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also eternal. If we are not seeing Krishna, but always his vilas is founded everywhere. Just like this material world, it is also a manifestation of Krishna's Vairanga Shakti. So everywhere, Krishna's power, Krishna's vilas we can see. Every moment, everywhere. Krishna, what to do, what he is doing, everything is depend on his energy. Without energy, Krishna could not do anything. So always Krishna depend on his energy. His energy is called Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, same thing. But this energy has so many kinds of manifestation. She wants to serve Krishna, she wants to fulfill Krishna's all kind of desire. So at first, he manifests herself, eight gopis, Lalita, Visakha, etc. That he expands himself, so many gopis. Yet, his desire not fulfilled. So he expands so many wives of Srimad Dwaraka. Thereafter, he expands herself, so many lakshis of Vaikuntha. Yet, she not fulfilled. So she wants to distribute it, Ladini, particle of Ladini Shakti, all of our jivas in this planet. So what Krishna is doing, always he is doing by the power of energy. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad giving example, Krishna is Anandam Ayam Brahma, that Krishna is full of Ananda. And at the same time, he is Raso Vaisa, Krishna is Raso Vaisa, just opposite. One time he is Anandamaya Brahma, and another he is Raso Vaisa. All kind of contradictory, only reconcile in Krishna. Other than Krishna, that means other than Vishnu Dutta, we never find like so. It is contradictory, you have to take one thing. But every contradictory thing is reconciled in Krishna. So Maharaj explained yesterday. Rasa manifests two kinds, with two systems. One is Ras, another is Ras means the instrument of Ras, and another is Rasa Sadhan, who tests Ras. At first Ras means Mara is telling Anandamaya Brahma, and another side Raso Vaisa. So instrument of Ras is called Rasa Upakaran, and who take test Ras is Asadak. So Asadak and Asadda. Asadak means who test Ras is Asadak, and Asadda means Ras, instrument of Ras. Yet though Krishna is Anandamaya Brahma, how he is Rasa Vaisa, how he can test Ras? Because Srimati Radha Thakurani Pravitta Karati Ingraji Kya Hoga? Radha Ji Krishna Ko Rasa San Pravitta Karati Hain. Rasa Pravitti Karana Hai. Srimati Radha Thakurani engaged him Krishna for testing Rasa. Yet Anandamayam Brahma, when Krishna is Anandamayam Brahma, that there is no energy inside Krishna. But yet, energy was there, Antaranga Shakti. without energy, without antaranga shakti, Krishna could not stay. And without Krishna, Srimati Radha Thakurani could not stay. So one depend on another. So though Krishna is annamayam brahma, yet there is an antaranga energy. He engaged Krishna for testing Ras. Without energy, without antaranga shakti, Krishna could not do anything. When Radhaji, where is Radhaji? Srimati Krishna must be there. If Krishna, Radhaji is unhappy, Krishna must be unhappy. So our acharyas, they are telling that Radha Prajati Bipinam Bipinam Prajati Radha Nikunja Sadhani Sachatatra Nittam Radha Sukhe Sukham Petta Dukhe Chadukhi Krishna Padaji Khalpishta Krishna Sutantra. If Radhika will go in somewhere groves, in Kunja, then Krishna will must be go there. If Radha will go Seva Kunja, Krishna must will go there. If Krishna knows that Srimati Radhika will enter this Kunja, Krishna anyhow hiding himself in that Kunja, as before he will hiding there. Radha Sukhe Sukham Petta Dukhe Cha Dukhi. Is Radha is happy, Krishna is happy. Is Radhaji is unhappy, Krishna is unhappy. Krishna never stay without Srimati Radhika. And Maharaj explained yesterday also, Brahma is Vishesha and Shakti is Visheshan. Krishna is Brahma, his Vishesha means noun and Shakti is adjective. Without Shakti, Brahma could not do anything. So without Visheshan, without adjective, noun has no beauty. In the same way, without energy, without antaranga shakti, Krishna has no beauty. So Krishna could not do anything. Shakti is manifested as two types. One is murta, another is amurta. Murta means when shakti, energy is in form, then it's Srimati Radha Thakurani. When without form, then she inside in Krishna. So when in form, then murta means form, amurta means without form. When Srimati Radhika is in form, then Radha and Krishna. When without form, then at a time they are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Achen, amurta rupi. Gadadhar is Radhika himself, but he is leftist mood.
Gadadhar Das
Aje.
Gadadhar Das
ke bola
Aje Srimati
Radharani Prakash Nishti. Jini Gadadhar Pandit Tini Radharani Sakshat. Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radhika himself. Gadadhar Pandit. But yet, Sri Krishna stolen his bhav, his leftist mood. Only rightist mood is in Gadadhar.
Rightist mood, mind.
Srimati Radhika's leftist mood, what is her prominent, Krishna has stolen her leftist mood. Only left Radhika, only rightist mood is in Gadadhar, in rightist mood. Krishna has stolen.
Astar talpa bamha bhagwan.
Thagwe kam thagwe, agadun sampuran jara chiri kare, chiri kare nivara. Chiri kare nivara,
purna dhikane ilo purna hi thakite.
ওনার প্রভু আর দেখিয়েছেন তুমি তো ভাই পাঠ করলেন দাদা চৈতন্য চৈতন্য দিয়ে শোনো বাসে সো কৃষ্ণ অনলি টেস্ট রস ইট ইজ নট এ ফ্যাক্ট সামটাইম কৃষ্ণ টেস্ট শ্রীমতী রাধিকা অ্যান্ড সামটাইম শ্রীমতী রাধিকা টেস্ট কৃষ্ণ সাম কোয়ালিটি ইজ ন্যাচারাল And some quality is agantuk, that means come for some time, then it will disappear. As for example, that liquidity of water is natural, but sometime it became ice due to so much cold. Then this hardness of water is not natural, it is only for some time. When heat will come, then it will be melt again. As the same way, that jiva, that means one soul, his natural religion is to serve Krishna. But when jiva want to enjoy anything, then Maya Devi covered this soul. At first, man buddhi hankar, which called subtle body or astral body, and thereafter, yet soul could not enjoy everything. Then Maya Devi covered him by second covering. It is called Chitijal Pava Gagan Sami, it is called physical body or gross body. When this jiva, this soul, will take association of good devotee, then his mood will be changed. Then he will come again in devotion. And then I'll explain what is viraha. Viraha means separation. In separation, meeting in inside, but no meeting outside. And in meeting, meeting in outside, no meeting in inside. So, in Hindi, milan me bahar milta andar khota, viraha me andar milta bahar khota. So, I explain what is viraha. When there is no meeting is inside also, when is not feeling meeting inside, then become restless. It is called viraha. So Maharaj, comparison there, that viraha and milan. Viraha, koti baravanal sadris. If so many lakhs and crores snake bite somebody, so much poison, but separation of Radhika for Krishna better, more than that. So, when we koti baravanal sadris viraha, or milan is some kidharan diyechen. And there is so many planet, crores of planet. Even you want to take all kind of pleasure, all kind of happiness and gather together, yet meeting of Radhika with Krishna more pleasure than that. So there is no example in this world for separation and meeting. When separation, we couldn't imagine that if crores black snake cut somebody, only one snake cut, it will die, he will die immediate. But if crores snake cut at a time, bite at a time, yet Radhika's separation for Krishna more than that. And if there is so many planets, crores and crores of planets, even you want to take all kind of happy and pleasure and gather together, yet Srimati Radhika's pleasure for meeting with Krishna more than that. Sometimes Radhika became Unmad Rasta. So Mala explained yesterday that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes became Unmad Rasta, sometime his body became so long, about 21 feet, 21 hand, it is called heart. Heart means about 1.5 feet. But Mahaprabhu stand more than 1.5 feet. Actually, the general measurement that everybody in length by his hand 3.5 hands, but Mahaprabhu's hand is longing up to his knee, yet his by his own hand was about 7 hands. It is the symptom of Vishnu Tattva. Sometime Mahaprabhu in viraha, in separation, became 21st hand length. Sometime just like he became a tortoise, all his limbs enter into his body. Just like tortoise. And when Sarup Damodar, Rayananda and other devotee doing kirtan very loudly, after 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, then Mahaprabhu came in sense and in original form. So all this mood was in Radhika. So Mahaprabhu is showing Radhika's separation position. But at that time, nobody write in books. Who will write there? Then, seeing his position, Lalita, Visakha, everybody became bewildered. How they can came in sense Srimad Radhika again, they tried every time. But here Srimad Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself in shape of Mahaprabhu want to show whole world the mood and position of Radhika during separation. Sometimes Mahaprabhu became Unmadgrasta. So Maharaj put an example. Unmadgrasta means, then Maharaj put an example about Prem Sarovar. Sri Krishna and Radhika sitting side by side. Srimati Radhika keep her right hand west of Krishna's like this way, and Krishna keep his left hand on the shoulder of Srimati Radhika. When bamboo became, the bamboo we thought that lotus feet of Radhika is original lotus, because Radhika's lotus feet is more beautiful, more fragrant than a natural lotus. So bamboo we want to take honey from this lotus. Radhika became fear. So Krishna hint towards Madhubangal. Madhubangal sticking one stick, drive it out from far away. And returning from there, Madhubangal telling, oh, I drive out Madhusudan. He never come again here. Hearing Radhika became restless and became senseless. What happened? Krishna is thinking, oh, she is beside myself. She is catching my waist. My hand is on her shoulder. Yet she became senseless. Madhusudan has so many meanings. Madhusudan means who taste honey, it is called Madhusudan. So when we taste honey, so is Madhusudan. And Madhusudan means who kill demon Madhu by name is Madhusudan, then Vishnu. And Madhusudan who cut the attachment of this material universe, it is called Madhusudan. So we have so many attachments for this material world. So who cut it, he is Madhusudan. Another meaning, Madhusudati iti sa Madhusudana. Who take taste ras of gopis is Madhusudan. So Madhusudan has four meanings. First is who taste ras, he is called Madhusudan, that means Bambubi. Who take honey, Madhusudan. And who kill demon Madhusudan by name is Madhusudan. Third, that who cut the material attachment for jivas is called Madhusudan. And who take taste the rose of gopis is Madhusudan. So four meanings of Madhusudan. So Madhumangal want to explain here that he drive out bamboo bee. But Radhika thought that who take taste the rose of gopis, that means Brajadanand and Samsundar. Radhika thought that Krishna and Madhumangal drive out Krishna from here. So she became senseless. Krishna said, oh, I am here, yet she became Unmadgrasta. So I shall leave her forever. So in meeting, he feeling so in separation, but in separation, he will feeling something good, because she will thought that Krishna is coming and Krishna is embracing me, Krishna is kissing me. Then she will decorate herself, she will take everything. So Krishna will leave her forever. In Radhika's mood, seeing Uddhav during Bhramar Git, Srimad Mahaprabhu's mood also same type. Chitta Jalpa, Prajalpa, Sujalpa, Vijalpa, Unujalpa, 10 kinds. Thereafter I will discuss another thing today. ওখানে তো তিনি এবার অমূর্ত রূপে রইলেন, মূর্ত রূপে রইলেন না। তো সুখানন্দ ইজ আস্কিং দ্যাট রাধা এন্ড কৃষ্ণ নেভার ইজ সেপারেট। তো সুখানন্দ ইজ পুটিং অন পয়েন্ট, তো হোয়াই ইউ টেলিং দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ লেফট শ্রীমতী রাধিকা ফর এভার? আই হ্যাভ টোল্ড আস বিফোর অ্যাকর্ডিং টু মহারাজ এক্সপ্লানেশন দ্যাট এনার্জি ইজ ম্যানিফেস্টেড টু কাইন্ডস, ওয়ান ইজ মূর্ত অ্যান্ড আদার ইজ অমূর্ত। When in shape it is called murt, in form it is called murta, when without form it is called amurta. So yet Krishna and Radhika is at a time, but in without form, that means in amurta. But in murta, in form, Krishna left Radhika forever going Dwaraka. In amurta they never separate. What?
You said that Mahaprabhu wants to show to the world his feelings that Radha's feeling is separation,
yes.
But this is like so confidential and so hard to understand. Why did he?
Mahaprabhu came in this world only take test, only fulfill three desires and want to preach Raga Bhakti. So if anyone see Mahaprabhu's separation mood, then anyone can realize Radhika's mood. Without seeing, we could not realize anything. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful, so Mahaprabhu called Audarja. He wants to show all this universe, the mood of Radhika, then one can realize who is Radhika, what is her mood. So Mahaprabhu wants to show all these things. There is no need to show anybody. Only who is devotee, they can realize something, but who is not devotee, they could not imagine anything. What?
He's exhibiting those things, it's more superior because Sri Radhika exhibited those.
No, Maharaj explained this point so many times that Srimati Radhika